And you can't get that anywhere else. Yeah. For sure in Southwest Louisiana, it's a one-of-a-kind treat. So great for kids, but also for date night, they do candlelight concerts or they'll have performers come in. So it really touches on all of those things that you want without getting too expensive.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Reinhardt.
And I'm Jillian Corder. We're excited to bring you, of course, the authentic stories and experiences in Southwest Louisiana has to offer with all the tools that you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
That itinerary is getting thick at this point, I would hope.
I think so. I thought you were saying my accent was thick. Itinerary.
Itinerary.
At first, I thought you were calling me out for my accent. No.
Never.
Your to-do list for visiting Lake Charles is thick, yes.
Episode 93, and this one will only add to this thick itinerary. We're talking Lake Charles on a budget. What's cheap? What's free and what is worth it? Boy, this is an exciting episode. Mm-hmm. We welcome on Toni Chapman, who is on our VLC team. She has done a lot behind the scenes in terms of creating blogs and content for our website on just this subject. And so I felt like she was the perfect guest to come on and talk about this as we kind of have a fun game draft style out of it. A great conversation coming up. But before we get to that, you should know by now what time it is.
It's On V Eats. This week, we traveled over to Habibi's. It's a new spot, Greek and Lebanese food, over on Nelson Road in Lake Charles.
The Mediterranean cuisine has really become very popular here. We've got a handful of local restaurants, and Habibi's is the newest among them and is really deserving of your time. Their menu is pretty extensive. They've got a ton of different options and even some things that kind of rotate on the menu, which is kind of what I ordered. It's a counter service style restaurant where you order at the counter, then you get to go have a seat, you fix your drink, whatever, and then they'll bring out the food to you. And let me tell you, it was pretty good. We opened with the fried halloumi cheese, which is a kind of a semi-hard brine cheese. It's made typically from like sheep's and goat's milk, although they can be made from cow's milk. And boy, was it good. I like how they did it, because when you think fried, you think breaded.
Yes.
And while this was fried, it was like shallow pan fried.
Imagine a cheese stick, but minus the breading. It just was the cheese itself that is fried.
Yeah.
Which made it really good. I don't need all that breading, apparently. Yeah. That I just need the cheese.
So it's like a little, it was, yeah, the texture was really cool on it. And yeah, super flavorful, and it had a nice chewy texture to it. And then they do some garlic on top, and it's done in some oil. And so it's garlicky, it's got great texture, and the flavor is really, really good. Yeah. And who doesn't like fried cheese?
I mean, I don't even know what I say to those kind of people.
Shame.
The non-fried cheese eating people of the world. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that that's how you're living your life. That really. Okay. So now on to my plate. I got the chicken shawarma plate. It's always my go-to when I hit up like a Lebanese restaurant.
Yeah, of course.
It's just my go-to because I think I'm familiar with all of it. I'm like the straight man in this relationship. I like to just play it safe sometimes, not branch out too far. So this is fresh chicken breast. They broil it vertically, like on a sword, if you will, on a stick, a pike, a
skewer.
Skewer, that's probably better. And then they shave it off, and it's like really thin slices of fresh chicken breast that's shaved off, and it's like just the perfect for bite size, and it's really super tender, right? So they serve it to you on top of rice, and then they pour their hummus over the top of it, which was really good. I'm not normally a big hummus gal, but mixed with the chicken and with the rice, it was a really, it packed a punch. It had a lot of flavor to it. So mixed all together, it was really good. And I don't know if everybody mixes that all together, but I did.
I don't think most do it. And
well,
look,
yeah.
I
did, and you know, I don't regret it.
Right. And I mean, look, to pull the curtain back a bit, we usually go out to eat with two other members of our team who takes photos and social media videos, et cetera, for the restaurant. So they both are Mediterranean cuisine freaks. They
super
love
fans.
It. They
yeah.
super fans. They're crazy about them. And they don't typically mix. So I would say probably that's a you and I thing, because I also love to mix, Mine came with like a rice pilaf, and I mixed.
You mixed it together. Yeah, well,
I like the hummus to be warmed up a little bit. Yeah, the chickpea, you know, it's chickpeas, and so you mix it with. Look, I'm a Cajun boy. We mix beans and rice.
Yes,
right.
I ate it like you do, like a, you know.
And it is very flavorful, though. The rice pilaf was great. I got the lamb shank, which came with rice pilaf and hummus, and I like mixing them together. And the lamb shank, huge portion size. It was a huge piece of.
Well, that's what I was going to also say. So the chicken shawarma plate also comes with a little feta cheese salad.
Yep, same.
Too. And so for what, like just $15 or so, you get like a really good amount of food for the portion.
Yeah, you're probably not finishing it in a meal. Most people won't in one meal.
Well, spoiler alert. I did. no, but it was still a really good size. And that along with, you know, we hit, like you said, we had the appetizer too. And so it was just perfect, like lunch.
Agreed. Yeah. And then for me, like I said, the lamb shank, lamb has such a unique flavor. It does taste a lot like beef though. But it's so good. It comes on a huge bone. And so it was good. It was kind of fatty a little bit.
There's going to be some real foodies right now that are rolling their eyes when you said it tastes like beef.
It does. It's not identical to beef, but I think of the main, of the chicken, fish, pork, and beef, which is kind of the U.S.'s four main proteins.
Yeah.
It tastes most akin to beef.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a red meat. So there's some similarities. I'll say that. And the textures are somewhat similar too. And so anyway, very, very good over rice and with the hummus and all of that together was awesome. The salad is so vibrant and obviously the lettuce is crunchy and the dressing that they put on top is very unique, very good as well. And I think that's the thing that stands out the most about Mediterranean food is that it is so colorful. Mm-hmm. It is so vibrant. It's so fresh. And there's not many cuisines that serve that quite like that. And so that's always something you just feel good while eating it,
mm-hmm.
I think is the main kind of standout.
Yeah, you walk away from a huge plate of food and you don't feel like you're about to roll over. Like, you know, you feel fresh and light still after you're done eating the meal. And that's not always the case.
Yeah, and I think Habibi's does a great job of that. And so it's well worth your visit if you're on that side of town, which, as you know, right there on Nelson Rose is not far from the casinos.
No, I mean, most of the big draws to this area, you're going to pass right by it. Yeah.
From a great meal to a great guest, we welcome on Tony Chapman, VLC's digital content manager. And I think her voice and acumen in this, being that she's put together a ton of blogs on this subject, is going to be such a welcomed voice here. Welcome to the show. Tony.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back, guys.
So, Tony, because this is your return trip here on the podcast, we have some new rapid-fire questions to ask you.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. I'm excited.
So, first up, what local restaurant do you think is just not talked about enough?
We recently went to, for lunch, it's Daisy Fusion, and I was so pleasantly surprised. Just immediately when you walk in, the staff is so friendly. And we got so much food. I literally ate on my lunch for 3 days.
It's so good.
Oh, my gosh. And it was a little spicy, which I wasn't aware of. So prepare yourself for that. But even still, it was burning my mouth, and I could not stop eating. So that would be my pick. Yeah.
And Daisy is obviously that South Asian, Pakistan, India area. So it's that type of amazing, delicious, and often spicy.
Yes, food. Very sure. spicy. And I love spice. So I was not upset. I was just a little surprised.
Okay. So next one is, if you could bottle a Lake Charles smell as a candle, what would it be?
Okay. This is going to sound really gross, but I would bottle the smell of cottons when you walk in. Mm. Like just the whole atmosphere. You've got the burgers on the grill, the fries, just. I need it.
Oh, yeah. That sounds disgusting. Can I have three?
Can I have three of those right now? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And it's nostalgic, too. So I think that's why I would want it on the shelf.
That sounds good. Okay. And if you leave Lake Charles without blank, you got to come back.
I would say Ball's fried chicken. Again, with the fried.
there's a theme.
There's a pattern here. Just the fried chicken or the okra. And then just going in there and
if you hear more about their family's history and their roots in their region, like, it's a must-visit location.
They're so good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so good.
Can't get enough. Again, super spicy, so beware, but
it's your warning.
Well, look, we're going to talk a lot more about food and some other activities for this episode, as we talked about at the beginning of the show. This is going to be a how to do Lake Charles free, how to do it cheap, and how to do it worth it. Like, we're not looking to break our bank. There's so many amazing things to do here, and we're looking on the frugal aspect of that. We want you to be able to leave here, leave this podcast with some ideas on how to enjoy it on a budget if need be, right? So let's start. We're going to start with the best free stop. And we will go in a rotation. You will start first, Tony, Jillian, and then myself, and then we will go in reverse order for next. And
okay.
That way through. Best free stop, Tony.
All right. Are y'all ready for this?
Yes.
Right down the road from our office, within walking distance, we have the Cypress Alligator Pond. That is completely free. Mm-hmm. There are three gators, which we staff has named, but there's gators, there's turtles, frogs, a lot of birds, and you get to see them lounging. Sometimes they kind of interact with each other, but I could spend all day sitting there just watching them relax.
What are their names? Because I don't know them.
Okay, well, but you got to join the walking crew.
That's it. That's the secret.
Oh, you're not going on walks?
He's locked in.
Oh, you've been outed.
He's locked in. Of course he goes on walks.
Yes, I lead the walks. I just keep walking
while
they
stop.
He's
so far in advance. He doesn't have time to play for the leisure stroll.
Here's 20 bucks.
So their names are Petunia, and we call her Petunia. She has a larger body and a tiny little head. So we're like, you're cute as a little Petunia. And then Junior. And then I'm blanking on the dad's name. We assume they're family. So we've given them a whole backstory. But yeah, so we call out to them and usually they ignore us.
They blink.
Yeah. They may look our way, but it's just nice to see.
I love that. And that's good for just about any traveler. Like, exactly. Right? Being able to get that close to alligators safely is, you know, hard to come by.
Yeah. And it's informative too. There's displays in there that let you know what type of alligator, what the vegetation is in there. So if you want it to be educational, if you want a break from the highway and you're just passing through, it's super cool and it's completely free. So.
And we're right here next door, which is another aspect of being free. So it's two for one.
Exactly. Love it.
Okay. So you're kind of infringing upon my choice a bit. Just a little bit, Tony.
How dare
you do that?
I know. Great minds think alike.
That's the quick version, but if you have a lot more time.
If you have a little bit more time to spare, here you go. I'm going to say down the Creole Nature Trail at Pintail Wildlife Drive. So this is an area, you know, in other cities, you got to pay like a lot of money to go through like a wildlife park and drive through and see animals that you don't normally see. This is completely free. You drive through it. It's like a mile and a quarter drive around ponds full of fish and birds and really cool butterflies and insects. I saw nutria there the last time. And alligators, full of alligators.
From baby to grown. Yeah.
Of all size. And these are not, you know, they're not in a cage or even within a fence.
Right.
This is completely like getting that up close look at nature in its natural state. And it's so cool to drive through that most of the time if you drive really slow, right, it's a chance to unbuckle the seatbelt. You got to look out the windows. Mm-hmm. Give it a stop. Don't get out of the car. give a stop. You know, check out all the alligators and stuff that we normally have to do it twice through because the kids want to see it again. But there is a spot in there, too. I just want to touch on this. There's a spot to park on the right side when you first get there, and it has a really nice relatively recently redone walking path around there. It was redone after the hurricanes.
And it's elevated wooden, so you're walking over the marsh.
You're walking over and through the marsh. Again, the bird watching is great out there. They've got some really cool like binoculars to check out to be able to see things really far. And then huge alligators over there. Really big ones. So very, very cool spot. One that we go to regularly.
And not to harp too much on that, but there's also so much more on the Creole Nature Trail.
That's
our kind of our family favorite, I would say.
Yeah.
But there are so many others that are more educational, other different types of walking trails that are all doing the same thing. That's just the best to gator watch.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And then obviously Adventure Point in Sulphur is a great place to start with that. That's a free little museum that we kind of start interactive for kids. And so all of it's great. But that was a full hour worth of the last time we went, we spent an hour on just Pentel.
Completely free and totally entertained and for a long time.
I have a 3- and 4-year-old and they were locked in. So that just tells you if a 3- and 4-year-old can be locked in, it's great for everyone.
Great for everybody.
For sure. All right. Since I have the last pick, you know, a family man myself, I'm going to stay downtown though. And I'm going to say the whole lakefront promenade and the Millennium Park specifically. Any of our parks, because I throw in Prien Lake Park as well if you want. We have two of our favorites as well in terms of as much as you can see. You're by the water. If you have kids, Prien Lake, Millennium Park is so awesome. It's a huge pirate-themed park. We have it separated between kind of like toddler area and then toddler and up area. And there's so much to do and play for kids. There's ice cream vendors typically out, candy vendors. There's it's obviously the site for a lot of different festivals, too, if you're in town for that. So the whole area is awesome. Plenty of walking to do. You can fish off if you're interested. That whole promenade area and Millennium Park is well worth the trip, no matter if you're here for an hour or the entire weekend. All right, we move on to best cheap lunch. So I have a blog that I wrote about this time last year, kind of detailing a lot of the rules of what I had for this. So I will link it on our podcast page on our website so you can go see it. But we're looking at under $15 for this. So best cheap lunch. For me, I'm going to go with, if you're here on a Tuesday, Tia Juanita's Fish Camp has the best deal in town. I don't know if you can get any better. They have three of their premium, and these things are premium, they're jumbo, they're amazing homemade tacos for $9.99.
That's pretty good.
It's amazing. And I mean beef cheek, you're looking at fish. There is a standard traditional taco. You have some other, I believe, chicken tacos. Like you have like six different options, and you can mix and match, and you get three of them for $9.99.
Plus, Tia's is just like a fun atmosphere.
Yeah, and the atmosphere is great. So if you want to add a drink on to it, sure. I mean, you're not going to probably get that all together under 15, but you might. But regardless, the food, it's amazing. It tastes great. The only caveat is it is only on Tuesdays, but so worth it. Everything else on the menu is phenomenal as well.
Every day of the week. Yeah. okay, so for my pick, I'm going to Buck's Cajun Corner, which I go to quite often. They know me by name.
Just two doors down from each other.
Yeah, I'm, you know, around the block from them. So it's really easy to just call in that lunch order. They do plate lunches every day. And call in that lunch order and say, I'm going to need six for pickup in about 10 minutes and be able to feed the station. So I absolutely love it. They've got gumbo, normally daily. And then some days they have also like a Cajun pasta, which is my personal favorite. And then they've got chicken spaghetti that's really, really good. But they have all sorts of things there, rice and gravy, et cetera, that's so yummy. $9.99 every day for lunch, $9.99.
All right, guys, I'm going to keep it downtown as well. And I told y'all I love Cottons and the smell when you walk in. So I'm going to go to Cottons and I'm going to get a big juicy burger, not really big, but you know, like that handheld.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Burger.
It's not the smash style patties.
Right. It's just perfect to not make you feel super full and stuffed and can't get out and do anything. Like you eat that and you're good to go and you've had a good meal with onion rings.
Yes.
All day.
I think you get onion rings and a burger and you're good bit under $15.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
I get that. They're
and now
home.
They do ice cream.
Oh, I know.
They are home to my favorite burger, which is the Jam Good Burger.
Oh.
It's got a burger patty, cream cheese, and pepper jelly on it with the shoestring onion rings on top. It's the best burger in town.
Everyone in your family will leave happy as well.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a classic, nostalgic burger diner, right? Like it's a Lake Charles staple. And there are two locations. They're a little bit different menus, but they're similar style because it's one's father ran and one's daughter ran.
Right, exactly.
You know, and the other one is there on Oak Park, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Right next
to the hospital. Yep. So, oh, it's so good. And they also treat you like family, too, when you walk in. Like, best feeling ever, sitting at the counter and getting a good burger.
Hopefully Kate's listening. Hi, Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Now let's move on to best cheap dinner. These have to come in under $20 per person. That'd be crazy to get a whole family under $20.
I wish.
Each person under $20. Would you please start us, Tony?
Okay, I am going to choose the Terrace. Also on Tuesday, I guess Tuesday is our day for deals in Southwest Louisiana. Mm-hmm. We also have a blog with other days, but we'll just stay with Tuesdays. And this is the best day to go for my family because kids eat free on Tuesdays and play for free on Tuesdays. But a little bit of everything on the menu, if you want something for the kids to just snack on while they're jumping, it's great. If you and your friends want to sit and enjoy something on the patio, you're still getting a good deal. So that's my pick for Tuesday.
And you buried the lead. It's all prepared by an award-winning chef.
How could I forget? Right? How could I forget? Yes, Chef Amanda treats you very well when you go there, and the whole family can enjoy it. You can't beat it.
It's fantastic. And they also do, even if it's not on Tuesday, things that they have their dinner specials and stuff like their meatloaf for $12, and it is loaded. And like I said, she is phenomenal with what she does.
Yes, so good.
I'm going to take my family and go to Daryl's.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I love Daryl's Po' Boys. They're so good. They can feed you twice also.
Yeah,
so,
the large, which is, really, I think, right under $16.
For me, it's you order the large, and that's two meals. That's going to save me for tomorrow's lunch, too. So I think of it as being extra cheap because I'm going to keep eating on it for 2 days. But a Daryl's Po' Boy, you got it. If anybody is picking up lunch today, I need a Daryl's Po' Boy, a large special, no lettuce, jalapeno mayo, please, with a bag of chips, because you can't go wrong.
Can't. Drop it by the station.
Drop it by. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'll be waiting.
Appreciate it.
I've got a lot of options here to choose from. I mean, I wrote the blog to begin with when it comes to...
You literally wrote the book on it.
But I'll go with one of my favorites, one of my staples. And you talk about big portions, Leonard's Food Quarters.
Oh, yeah.
Love Leonard's. They've partnered with us numerous times on different things and always love to, I'll take them. I'll go see them, guys. I'll go. And my favorite thing there is their fried pork chop. Love fried pork chops. And they do it over a bed of red beans and rice. So you're getting essentially two entrees, and it's so good. And then they either give you potato salad or stuff like green beans, that kind of stuff on the side.
And a dessert.
And it's so good. And I think the meal itself is like $16. But once again, unless you are an absolute freak like myself when it comes to eating big portions, you're going to have leftovers.
It's
going to
feed you again.
Yeah, you eat half that and like you will have two meals out of it. And so for the price and the amount that you get. And then I think it is so representative of our people here, the food that they have there, because it is home style, Southern, Cajun, Creole, especially more Creole side. Style food, and it's fantastic. And Leonard's has been a staple here for so long. Marlon and company there do a great job. So my choice is Leonard's Food Quarters. All right, here's where it starts getting tough, because I think we all value a lot of the same things, and so I'm gonna be interested to hear all of our choices. But luckily for me, I get to choose first on this one. Best family value activity, and I'm gonna head up to Moss Bluff, the Sam Houston Jones State Park. I think tit for tat, dollar for dollar, is probably the best family value because of everything that it encompasses. At the gate, it's $3 a person, and if you have any kids that are 3 and under, they're free. And everything at Sam Houston Jones State Park is interactive, right? Because it is a state park. Whether you're just walking, you're sightseeing, you're fishing, you're biking, or you know, you upgrade and you stay a night in one of their cabins, which is highly recommended at Awesome, or even camping. There's so much to do and kind of connect back with nature. They also have events randomly, like sometimes they'll do things for Halloween and Easter. Yeah. And so that just adds more to the value as well. And you might even catch the Les Chien Cookers, which is kind of a Dutch oven cast iron cooking style club on Saturdays. And they are always great to see. And you will smell them from a mile away because it's delicious.
Bring your appetite.
Just follow the smell.
Jillian?
Well, okay. Once again, I was going to say fishing somewhere in Southwest Louisiana. Like somewhere around here, you can find a absolutely, you talk about value, free. Free is a good value.
The best
value. The best, in fact, value. Spots, some off the beaten path, some literally right here. I mean, we're looking out the window at Lake Charles right now, just off the interstate, and we've had some of the absolute best times fishing right here, either off the beach or off the piers. And the same goes for crabbing down in Cameron Parish. Yep. There's a spot, if you're on the way to Rutherford Beach, you're on the road, there is a spot where everybody pulls over to go crabbing, and that is one of the funnest spots to go to, you know, completely free. Oh, no, minus the cost of turkey necks.
And the equipment.
Yeah.
It is a good value.
But for the price of turkey necks and string.
Chicken legs, you can do leg quarters. We do leg quarters typically.
It's literally the best.
Or catch a fish and use that as the bait.
Yeah, we've done that too. It's the best fun, for our family at least, who our children are obsessed with all things fishing. So it's the absolute best time to have. And you can go and spend, I'm not kidding, entertain yourselves for a full 8 to 10 hours.
Yep.
Easily.
Easily.
And have dinner after.
Exactly.
To note, we have a lot of brackish water and then pure salt water too. So there's a lot. And then you can find some fresh nooks and crannies.
Yeah, you don't actually have to drive that far south to get to that really good salt water to get to the crabs.
Saltwater barrier.
Yeah. So it's not bad at all. And there's a spot. I mean, you can't turn left without hitting a fishing spot in this town.
Yeah, like, that's true.
They're everywhere.
Good call.
Okay, I picked something. I think it's the best family value, but it's subjective, I guess we can say.
Mm-hmm. This is all subjective.
Well, I know, but some people may be like, oh, well, I don't know. But I'm telling you, it's worth it. Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park.
Oh, fun.
For the day. It gets a little bit pricier later on if you add a cabin or overnight stay. But for the day, you and your family can go, especially if you're going Monday through Thursday,
$20.
Depending on where your trip falls. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you can be there from sunup to sundown, rotate through the Whippet course, I think is what you call it, the jumping balloons. They have a life jacket, so even the littlest kids can jump and swim in the lake. They have the watercraft, mini golf course. So many ways to entertain yourself. If you're on the weekend, there are activities and concerts. They have a food court. You can bring your own food in. It is literally the best value for a range of ages like our family has. I love it. We're planning a trip soon, so I can't wait.
Thank you for taking my affordable pick later.
Oh, sorry. Mm. Well, you can still do it with the add-ons.
All right, let's move on to best rainy day budget pick.
I'm going to go with, for rainy day option, we talked about earlier going on the Creole Nature Trail, which is wonderful, but sometimes it can be a little lengthy too. It might not be rainy, it might be too hot. So why not get a taste of all the sights and sounds that you'll see by stopping at Creole Nature Trail, Adventure Point in Sulphur. So that is one of our favorite things to just pop in and do. You get all of the experience without the drive, and it's so fun for little kids, older adults, really great for anybody. And I think that's what we would do on our rainy day.
Okay. On my rainy day, we're going to Port Wonder. We are family pass holders to the Children's Museum there, annual pass holders. I'm telling you, if you were from Lake Charles or if you visit Lake Charles often, it is totally worth it to get the annual pass.
Absolutely.
Under $200 for a family of four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's so worth it. That pays for itself. And I'm not kidding, like 2 weeks time for us because we're there so often. So there's Port Wonder is two different sections. One part of it is the Nature and Science Center that's run by Wildlife and Fisheries. The other half is the Children's Museum of Southwest Louisiana, which has really cool exhibits, tons of interactive things. They have Tinker Tuesdays where they do different little experiments and things like that with the kids. They've got days where they have crafts and whatnot in the makerspace. I mean,
the library takes over and has like story and game days.
There's something happening there almost every single day of the week. And it's really, I think, affordable especially if you're buying those passes and totally perfect for a rainy day. You can spend all day in there.
And on Friday, they now partner with the rest of the lakefront attractions,
yes,
right?
Yes, on the first Friday of every month, it's Feel Good Friday. So yes, you can come down, get some food from Crying Eagle. They partner with other businesses that aren't on the lakefront, but still you should support. And there's music. It's a really good time, and it's good for all ages as well.
Awesome.
I'm going to go off the beaten path. So we've got a lot of great museums, I think, that would fit in really well here. One of which, though, I'm going to leave Lake Charles for, so I'm going to give a shout-out to DeQuincy for it. So if it ends up ruining your plans that it's super rainy, you're like, well, we can't do this now, let's take a trip to DeQuincy to the Railroad Museum.
Mm-hmm.
It is very interactive in terms of you see so much, you can look so much at what the history of the area used to be, and especially what DeQuincy used to be in terms of the reliance on the railroad, and you could see the history through there. Kids love it because they can hop on old school train cars and run through them and look at them and touch them, and it's really neat. You still have a town that loves and it is prideful of its history with railroads, and so seeing all of that's really cool. And DeQuincy's a very charming little town as well. A lot of great places to stop and grab a bite to eat. And so I would say the Railroad Museum is just kind of fun because it's different, it's quirky.
Yeah,
It's like a time capsule. And it's a little bit of a time capsule as well, I agree. And so that would be my choice if it's a rainy day. Okay, back to me for best sweet treat that will not cost much. A lot of great options here. I will start with Lulu's specialty snow cones. They have a assortment of sweet treats, plain and simple, and it's constantly rotating. Ashley does a phenomenal job there with her social media presence for sure. But in terms of the different things that they try and do, and if you stop by one time and you say, you know, I think y'all should do this, that will probably stick with her. And within 3 months, there will be something on the menu that has that at least for a short period. So they do a great job. And they have some of those monster TikTok, Instagram level concoctions mm-hmm. that can feed the entire family on one.
It's ridiculous. For like it'll 10, be an entire wedding bucks, cake on top of a
for like yes. 10 bucks or yes. 12 bucks, something like that. And it's like can feed the entire family because it's huge. So doing something like that would be fun for the kids and the family for taking pictures and seeing something huge, but it's great for everyone because you can all share it and leave plenty satisfied. That's why it's called Snow Cones and More, because there's a lot
there's
and more.
There's always more.
I was going to say that sometimes when I want a sweet treat, what I really want is a really yummy coffee and like a treat to go mm-hmm. along with it. And I'm going to go to Stellar Beans. Like, that, first of all, it's within walking distance from my office, so I'm there quite often, as is our entire staff. But it's they have really great coffee, really good, fun flavors. They do, especially around Mardi Gras, they do a Mardi Gras coffee. They do they have actual king cake. They do like king cake beignets. Oh, they just – it's really good and mm-hmm. like little sweet treats to go along with it. So it's a little different than your regular, you know, ice cream or cookies or whatever. But I think that's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah. And I love that it's an independent coffee shop and yeah. they still try to be that old school – I say old school. I mean, it became very popular in the mid-2000s, right, that style yeah. of coffee shop. And so many Starbucks has kind of pushed out so many, and yet Stellar Beans is still thriving
oh,
because
they're thriving.
Awesome, you know?
They are. They're awesome.
And I love that they that still has a place here.
I think it's a place that, like, remembers your order kind of thing. It's mm-hmm. one of those yeah. when you walk in. And then also, it's just a fun, funky spot. There are artists that put up their work for sale there. You can also, when you go, sometimes artists are literally working on their latest work there, right there, sitting there, drinking their coffee. There's a man who does just ink and line mm-hmm. sketches, and he actually uses the coffee to color in his artwork. It's incredible, and all of his stuff is on display there. It's just a really cool shop.
I am going to – I'm also a sweets girl. I eat my dessert first, mm-hmm. always. I am going to jump over to – Sugar Mama's snow cones, but not for snow cones, for funnel cakes.
Oh.
Funnel cakes with whatever toppings you can think of. They have the snow cones as well, and those get crazy, but they have funnel cakes, and you can easily
get crazy.
They do. They're larger than life. But you can get a funnel cake, split it with the family, or enjoy a nice little treat before the chaos begins for yourself. Oh my gosh, cookies and cream, strawberries, just whatever you want. And it's so
funnel good. Cakes are so amazing.
Oh my gosh. So underrated.
Yeah.
And you can't get them usually outside of a festival or a fair.
Exactly.
So this is the perfect little surprise treat.
Good choice.
Love that.
And look, we've got so many, I just wanted to shout out, we've got so many great little spots, that, mm-hmm. like places like the bakery is great, Coffee 30 has awesome beignets, Sippy's does great cupcakes,
ooh,
places,
Sippy's.
You know, if you're in Sulphur, like a King's Burgers and Moores that has probably one of the best soft serves in town, right? And so, yeah, all of those places are so, so good. All right, last two. Number seven of our choices, most underrated affordable stop. Tony.
Okay, I'm going to say underrated affordable stop is Almost a Ranch in Sulphur.
Yes.
It's so cool. Again, one of those things that you don't really think you can do outside of fairs and festivals is have a petting zoo and play with animals.
Right.
And it's in their natural setting. So you get to help them take care of the animals. Play, you can have your birthday party there. Kids can have their birthday party there. But they also have Almost a Lake, which is in-ground swimming yes. area with a zip line. So super affordable, and they're just north of here in Sulphur. Like, it's worth the drive. It's not that bad at all. That's what I'm going to pick.
And they were on the podcast for episode 47 going over all of those things. So yeah, if you're interested, there's a lot going on with what they offer for sure.
I think the most underrated affordable, and it's affordable because, again, it's free. It's my favorite word. Free stop is North Beach. It's so underrated. We pass it every single day, right? Yeah. Thousands upon thousands of people pass it every day on the interstate and maybe overlook it for what it has to offer. There are pickleball courts, mm-hmm. Beach volleyball. There is now a playground structure
yes.
on the beach. Came out of nowhere.
I know, it literally
I drove past it the other day and went, where did that come from?
Yes.
That's awesome. The newest restrooms in town. Yeah. It just redid all the bathrooms there, which are really nice, super nice. They've got a pier for fishing right there. I mean, it's one of those places that you overlook when you live here.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, 100%.
And if you're just on the interstate and you're going and running and gunning, like, you're not paying attention. But if you stop for just a second, or if you pull off and you walk the beach, it transports you. You don't realize, like, where you're at.
Exactly.
You no longer notice that the interstate is, you know, 20 yards away. Like, yeah. it really takes you to a different spot. Plus, like I said, all the sporting stuff out there, room for just like having a good time. Tons of people go out and like put up a huge tent, bring their grill, mm-hmm. like literally have a full family reunion right there right. on the beach. I think it's a really fun spot that we I don't know, are blind to sometimes.
Agreed. I like that because I think you're spot on. My choice for most underrated affordable stop, so it's not free, but how many places do you know that $15 covers your entire day?
Slim
yeah,
pickings.
Exactly. There's a little new water park over in Westlake called Lazy Gator.
Yes.
And for $15, while in season, obviously you're not going when it's 30 degrees outside.
Why not?
For $15, that's
my
the most the most you will pay per person is $15. If you're a Westlake resident, it's $5. If you're a senior military, it's cheaper. And then there are some other possible discounts. But the most you will pay is $15 a head to go, and it is a full-blown, brand-new water park. They tout the longest lazy river in town,
yep.
which is awesome. And it is a blast to go. Our kids went so many times.
Yes. In fact, my only wish there is that the season was longer.
Because yeah.
like the kids wanted to keep going back over and over and over. It is so much fun. The Lazy River's awesome. Every once in a while, the lifeguards will throw the little fake alligators, the floating alligators. They throw it out in the water and it's like you're floating with the alligators. It's really cute. Plus there's like an Olympic-sized swimming pool mm-hmm. out there too. It's really cool. And they got concession stand and stuff. Right. So good food. You can order an entire pizza. I know, I've done it. it's just it's a fun spot. And it's right next to Ponderosa Park, which is our kids' favorite park
in
this entire area.
And it's right next to the National Golf Course, which is
Brady's favorite park in the entire area.
Which it's a lot of fun too. So that whole area in Westlake, we talked about it on the podcast as well. Another episode, we talked to the mayor, Hal McMillan, which is really worth listening to if you want to get more information. But Lazy Gator Water Park, my choice. And the final one, the best thing worth spending a little money on. So look, you've been budgeting all episode. This one is, we're going to spend a little money and have a little fun, and it's worth every penny. My choice is going to be Bayou Glandy.
No, that was my choice.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So it honestly could fit as value, too, because it's not very much.
Right.
If you're considering lodging there as well, you get two days, one night, start at $159. And that's with the glamping setup, $65 for daily kayak. So you're looking for kayak all day, plus the whole area that you get to use, and you're under $250, and that's for the entire family to stay. And so, it's still really affordable for what you're getting. A lot of fun. I mean, it is instant memory. It is instant memory maker material, right? Like the kids and everyone else in the family will remember everything. It's a distinctive experience. It's not just another attraction. This is the type of experience that's worth paying for, worth being. You're getting the best of Southwest Louisiana in terms of sights and sounds and smells. So much fun. So beautiful. So awesome. Also a recent podcast guest as well, if you want to hear more about them as well.
I'm going to go a little different. I'm going to be a little high maintenance. Since I get to spend a little bit more money.
I mean, you've saved so much already.
I have saved so much. It. Everything is free. Girl math.
You deserve
it. I save so much money. I get to spend so much money, right? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay. But this is the thing. It's still not that much. It's still a good bang for your buck. I'm going to buy a day pass to the Golden Nugget, and I'm going to spend the day at a resort.
Okay.
They have... Good choice. Just think about it. So not only do they have a beach, right? You can literally pull your boat up right there at Golden Nuggets Beach and go to Bill's Burgers on the beach, which is a fun little spot. Really good burgers right there. Have a beer. Inside, if you buy the day pass over for the pool, you've got a huge pool, which is really fun. You've got like lounge seating all around. Just buy yourself. What the trick is, four people get, you buy the bed, buy the day bed. Then you're there for the day. You're good.
Whether or not you're staying.
Yeah, whether or not you're staying at the hotel or not. So you buy the day bed for the day. You've got access to the pool. They've got a lazy river of their own and a water slide. And floats and all that good stuff. And like some of the best eating you can do is there at the Golden Nugget.
You're right. And the best part about that is too is that they have a server that comes up to you and asks if they want you to.
You don't even have to move.
Yeah,
treatment.
You get royal treatment there the whole time.
It's worth spending the day pass, especially, and if you're a larger group, like two families want to go in together and buy like one of the cabanas.
Mm-hmm.
There again, when you break it down,
the value is
per person. Really, the value is really, really good, and you can spend all day out there. And the best part about that vacation is that at the end of the day, you just get to go home.
And there's a swim-up bar, too.
There is a swim-up bar. Yeah.
So it's kind of feel like you're on vacation.
And a hot tub.
With TV. So like,
and a hot tub and fire pits and televisions. And like, I'm just saying.
The last time we did that,
it's a resort.
LSU was playing in the national championship. And I was able to watch baseball while hanging out with the family and doing all that. And so that
best
was very
best of both
cool.
worlds.
Yep. A resort stay for one day. That's what I'm spending money on.
I like resort stay for one day. Love that.
Call marketing. Get them on the phone.
Get them on the phone. I want the royalties for that.
I am going to splurge a little bit. And it's really not that bad. It's still, my brain is always in affordable mode.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to splurge a little bit and say attend a show at South Lake Theater.
Oh, fun.
So they have a variety of programming. It's a local theater, but it's a theater elevated to the max. Fully surround sound. Mm-hmm. You can eat there. There's so many cool little shows that they put on from local theaters. Sometimes they will play actual movies that have been in theaters. And so you get to see it like never before on the big screen.
Yeah, because they do extra stuff with it too. Like,
exactly.
We went to the Star Wars Episode 3 one. And
it was a fully like immersive experience.
Yes. Oh my God. And you can't get that anywhere else.
No.
For sure in Southwest Louisiana, it's a one-of-a-kind treat.
So great for kids. We've gone to the Grinch where they have little things that you get to take home with you. Mm-hmm. But also for date night, they do candlelight concerts or they'll have performers come in. So it really touches on all of those things that you want without getting too expensive. But yeah, it's a little splurge.
You're splurging. You save so much money.
Exactly. Yeah. We deserve it.
Yeah. And with that as well, all four of our casinos and the event center also brings in national acts as well.
Yes.
So kind of pairing into that if you want to go catch a show at any of those.
Exactly. In a smaller, intimate venue. That's the thing that sets it apart.
South Lake is very cool, though.
Yeah.
That their theater setup is second to none in the entire country. And I'm not just saying that. They've
It's very cool.
They made sure that it checked all the boxes. I'll say it that way. Well, thank you so much for this little exercise. I had a blast talking about all the different things that we have here and we're able to get it under budget as well. There's so many other tools that we have on our website that you can find that can really help you hone in your budget vacation right here in Lake Charles, whether it be for the day, the weekend, or for a whole week. You'd be surprised at how much joy you can pack in while here. Thank you, Tony.
You're so welcome.
And thank you for joining us here on the show today and taking time out of your day to listen. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating or review wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that helps us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences that Southwest Louisiana and Lake Charles have to offer. Go to visit lakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Quarter.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. Sit you.